An interdisciplinary seminar on mindfulness and mental health is taking place October 18th through the 20th on the University of Arkansas campus. The seminar is being led by Geshe Thubten Dorji, a Tibetan Buddhist monk. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this preview.
The seminar is titled Mirror Program for Health and Happiness. It's being sponsored by the Tibetan Cultural Institute of Arkansas and the University of Arkansas and is being facilitated by the Venerable Geshe Thubten Dorji. This is the second in his series of personal transformation seminars, which emerged from years of teaching American university students the art of mindfulness meditation.
I'm designing this. This is the second seminar. What I'm doing, the first one is just observing who we are, where we are, take them the assessment. I give them tools to overcome that. Second level is how you can transform that into a positive rather than negative. Transformation. And third seminar will be then how you can help other people, how you can coach other people.
Geshe Thubten Dorji, a faculty member at the University of Arkansas, is the only monk in the U.S. credentialed as a life and liberation coach counselor. He holds double PhD degrees in Buddhist ethics and philosophy, as well as psychology from Gyuto Tantric Monastery University in Dharamsala, India. He settled in the United States in the late 1990s to study English, teach, and advocate for Tibetans in exile. When he was three, he and his family were forced to flee Tibet after the Chinese invaded and occupied his homeland in 1959. Forced acculturation of Tibetans by Chinese government officials led to the destruction of thousands of Tibetan Buddhist temples and the death of millions. Geshe's family spent 8 years living in refugee camps in Bhutan. And after spending time with monks, he decided at the age of eight to enter Drepung Lusling Monastery in Karmataka, South India, where he spent 3 decades in meditation and study. He said while in America, he's observed great wealth, but also great inner poverty. So acquired the proper U.S. credentials in counseling to help people.
I'm not advertising for people to come to me. Those who need help, so I have provided them space for they can come help me help them out.
Geshe creates space for his clients to practice mindfulness, awareness of the present moment, using ancient meditation techniques. The mirror component in the Mirror Program for a Health and Happiness seminar traces back to ancient Tibetan practice of gaining clarity, insight, and compassion through non-judgmentally viewing the reflected object. Throughout this seminar, scientific research on mindfulness meditation will be discussed, including results from the monk experiments conducted in 2005 at the University of Wisconsin, which found that Buddhist-style meditation not only has emotional effects, but also physiological effects that can reduce stress and boost the immune system. Seminar participants will undergo a thorough self-assessment by answering a 3-page questionnaire.
Assess yourself, see who you are. Some people are afraid to take assess because they're thinking, oh, I don't want to go that far. Yes, you need to dig in it. You need to see who you are. You need to reflect yourself, my problem. You can fix your problem with logic reasons. And with, you know, then this can eventually you can help other people. I've seen tremendously changes whole families. I take students into a study abroad, come back here, and they're telling me, this tremendously helped me out. I'm telling my aunt, my uncle, come to go to see you, Geshe. At the end up, they're calling me, they're becoming my student, they're becoming my client. That's what happens.
Geshe Dorji's The Mirror Program for Health and Happiness is considered an alternative therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety disorders, addiction, physical illness, and personal loss. Joining him will be Dr. Sidney Burris, director of the Fulbright Honors College at the U of A, Geshe Dakpa Topgel from the Charleston Tibetan Society, Geshe Thubten Tashi, who holds a master's in psychology, and Dr. Sarah Miller, who operates True North Coaching and works with physicians. 4 years ago, Dr. Miller went through a difficult personal transition and attended a sangha or teaching with Geshe Dorji.
He somewhat recently asked me if I would join in on the conference and talk from this blending idea that he has of the East meets the West and what I can contribute talking about the Western perspective. And having been with Geshe for a little while, I'm starting to see myself the differences of Eastern tradition and Eastern point of view and Western, and how can we marry those two?
Dr. Miller just returned from a coaching seminar at Harvard University where mindfulness was discussed as cutting edge, she said.
And just as I learned at the Harvard conference, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that's an old model now, that we think you have to have safety and food first. But really, self-actualization is look at the monks who grow up basically without a lot of basic needs being met. But the need to self-actualize is within us. And I see that is very important. And I think that's what this conference can bring to people.
Seminar participants will learn the fundamental techniques of meditation. There'll be individual coaching and group work. And for Geshe Thupten Dorje, who taught courses on Tibetan Buddhism at the U of A for 8 years, helping individuals achieve self-awareness is critical because they go on to help others.
That's all that matters to me. And this survey is for that. A mental survey for assessment. What I'm doing here now, my important mental health in a seminar courses is for that. Maybe these people who are taking this kind of seminar courses at the end of even now going to help other people, they can help themselves overcome the stress, anxiety, at least they can reach some levels of the peace that deserve to be every human being.
Pre-registration for the course is required, which will take place at the University of Arkansas Student Union. It's open to individuals and healthcare practitioners. Participants who've not attended the first seminar must go through an evaluation with Geshe and his team to participate in this second-level course. Those that complete the course will receive certification. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about the Mirror Program for Health and Happiness that is scheduled to take place October 18th through the 20th, you can go online to artibet.com. That's ARTIBET.com.